Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter, where we read, Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. They say in this world, everything and everyone has its price. Whether it's an old butter dish that you find at a yard sale, or you're out buying a new car or house, everything is negotiable. And it's not just limited to the buying power of, or the buying and selling of goods. Power, influence, and persuasion can all be bought or sold without money exchanging hands. Deals are made every day where people betray their own honesty. They run contrary to their personal convictions and they sell out their principles. We see it all the time, especially with politicians, athletes, actors, and actresses. They're willing to squander their reputations when tempted by lucrative price points. Now, while you and I might think that we would never sell out our convictions or our morals, maybe we need to examine ourselves against the mirror of God's law and take a peek at what we see. What is the price that you would betray your confession of Christ Jesus and say, I do not know the man, like Peter did? Or what is the price to where you would take advantage of your neighbor so that you might benefit the rewards of selfishness? What is the price when you fail to defend a friend's reputation when someone is slandering him and betraying him? Or what is the price that it takes you to remain silent when family members are living in open and unrepentant sin? Everyone has their price, and everything has its price. And Jesus tells us, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but forfeit his life? You see, the price point is when you ignore and twist God's word and when you negotiate God's word, the price point is your very own soul, forfeiting it for personal gain. In our text this morning, the Jewish leaders had rejected Jesus. They rejected his teaching. They rejected the fact that he was the Word become flesh. They rejected that he was the only way to the Father in heaven. They had sold out on the truth of God's Word to the power of prestige among the people. They enjoyed the influence that they had. To live a godly life, according to the Pharisees, they demanded a strict adherence to the law. Well, that is, unless you could pay them to turn their back. But the fact is, keeping God's law perfectly was still too high of a price point for even the Pharisees. Not even the most pious among them were good enough to keep every letter of the law and achieve perfection. In our gospel text this morning, Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. Jesus spoke the truth. He didn't try to massage the words. He said it plainly. He would suffer. He would be rejected, and he would be killed. Salvation comes at a cost, and it comes at an awful, bloody cost. And this, my friends, is the cost of your salvation. Jesus must suffer these things in your stead. It's the only way sinners such as you and I will ever avoid eternal damnation. St. Paul tells us the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. There is a cost tied to your salvation. Someone had to die for the sins of all mankind, or else all mankind would have been shuffled off for eternal damnation. And it's not just anyone's death. Certainly one man could die for one other man's sin, but for the sins of all mankind, it would take a death of a God, the death of God's own Son, Christ Jesus, and Him crucified. It would be God's life in the great exchange, the exchange of Jesus' life so that you may have eternal life. There is nothing that you and I can give or trade in return for our soul. There are no shortcuts and haggling, no backroom deals. As we've discussed before, acting more like Jesus won't get you into heaven. All of your pious actions, your good intentions, and those warm, fuzzy feelings that you have inside, those won't get you to heaven. Jesus said it plainly. He must be killed. Jesus is your substitute, taking all the punishment and all the pain, taking on the entire wrath of the Father in your stead. You know, sometimes when we see something we want, we get focused and we begin calculating in our minds what kind of a deal we can make. Can we get the price down? And while our minds are off in the side scheming to get a good deal, sometimes we miss the obvious. And that's what Peter did in our text this morning. While Jesus spoke plainly that he must be killed, he missed the fact that Jesus said he would also rise again on the third day. Peter didn't hear it. All he heard was that Jesus was going to be killed, and immediately Peter began negotiating. He wanted a deal. In Matthew's gospel, Peter says, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you." The price was too steep for Peter. He felt that the life of Jesus was far too much to pay for the salvation of the world. And Peter's words are an indicator for us as to why Jesus had to go to the cross. Because for Peter and for you and me, we like to act all pious and holy, but deep down, we really don't think our sin is that bad. Bad enough for someone to die in our stead. We don't think we need a bloodied man beaten, hung on a cross. We think that we can get by with a non-suffering servant, a clean and sanitized Messiah. About 15 years ago, there was a movie released called The Passion of the Christ. Movie critics said that the scenes were too long, it was too violent, too graphic and gory. But that is the cost of salvation. And I have to admit, when I watched it, it got to the point where I don't know that I could take watching it any longer. You know, I wanted to say, enough already. He's taken enough. Can't you see? And they kept flogging him. For me, it was sticker shock. The price seemed too high. But that is the cost of salvation. Whenever you try to sell out and negotiate a lower price of salvation, Satan is right there tempting you with his lies. He wants you to focus on the things of the world, the glories in the world that you have now, and not of the things of God. Rebuke him. Say, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me. Go trifle with someone else." Jesus did not barter. Jesus did not negotiate. We know that he could have come down off of the cross at any point if he wanted to. But Christ knew exactly what he was purchasing. He was purchasing you and me. It was his life and blood in exchange for a world full of filthy, rotten, stinking sinners. Paul tells us that for while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, it's only God, our Creator in heaven, who would come up with a plan of salvation that looked like this. No one would have dreamed that up. But your Father loved you. He knew what it was going to cost. And while the cost is shocking, and Jesus' suffering and death on the cross is shocking, it was the price that had to be paid. And it is the price that has been paid. There's nothing left to pay on your account. Jesus said, "It is finished." He has marked your account, paid in full, and you no longer have to fear the wrath of God. You have been justified by faith. You have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You have been justified by his blood and saved by him from the wrath of God. Selling out your faith might make your physical life a little better on this side of heaven. It might make you a little more comfortable, and it might even save your life. But by denying Jesus, you risk losing eternal life. The cost of discipleship might even result in the loss of your physical life. But this physical life is very, very insignificant when comparing to the eternal life that Jesus has purchased for you. Christ died for you, and in your baptism, he credited your account his works of salvation. You have been redeemed. You have been named a child of God. And by the grace of God, you now have the power to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. You can now rejoice in the sufferings of the world and accept the burdens of imitating a life of Christ, of living a life of Christ. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you no longer have to give in to the temptations of the world. Everything and everyone has its price, but only the blood of Jesus pays the price of salvation. Thanks be to God that while we were sinners, the Son of God suffered and was killed and rose again on the third day. By faith, you have been justified by the blood of Christ Jesus, and for his sake, you are at peace with the Father. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.